Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On second and goal, they go on to play action again, this time for Ham, and he's in for the touchdown. When he's not blocking, he can also catch it. Five-yard touchdown grab for C.J. Ham.
C.J. Ham will be the special guest of Joe Anderson and Jeff Diamond tonight at 6 o'clock for Monday Night Purple at B52 Burgers and Brew in Invergrove Heights. C.J. Ham is their special guest. And I'm Jordana, and this is Paul, and David is at the helm. Thanks for hanging with us.
Nice victory yesterday, 42-30 over the Lions, and congrats to Kirk Cousins, the first quarterback in NFL history to have at least 300 passing yards and a passer rating of 130 or higher in three consecutive games. They got it done.
We'll talk a little more Vikes with Eric Nelson when he comes on at
5:20. That's right. They're playing Thursday, that team from Washington.
Yeah. Those.
Right. Thursday evening football.
You call them football. The Foreskins.
The Foreskins,
I like that name.
You think that'll catch on?
I think it will. I think it's catchy. It's viral.
You should try it.
Viral. The Washington Foreskins.
That's not offensive, is it? Or, I mean, it's just anatomy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's what I've been saying.
It's
all
biology. Long. Yeah. All right.
You had a big football weekend because you were out in Penn State, and they had a big weekend, but they are playing our Gophers in, is it 3 weeks? 2 weeks.
Penn State is playing the Gophers on November the 9th,
okay.
But they are 15-point favorites over Maryland, which is the next game. The Gophers, again, speaking of getting it done, 7-0 for the first time since 1960.
Mm-hmm. Now ranked 17th.
Yep.
But Penn State's a good team. They just beat Michigan this weekend, so they're a good team, too.
We're ranked 6th. We should not be ranked 6th.
No?
No.
All right. Well,
no.
I think you're just trying to temper expectations before you play the
Gophers. We have some serious challenges ahead.
But okay. Speaking of challenges for farmers, because it's been super soggy, and that's been an issue, and it doesn't seem to be letting up.
Yeah, it's just when you think it can't get any worse, it gets worse, and I keep waiting for this wet pattern to ease, and I've been waiting for month after month after month. It's unbelievable how persistent this pattern is, Jordana. And this is nothing short of a crisis, and I use that word advisedly, a crisis for farmers. 89% of the corn crop mature 18 days behind last year, 10 days behind normal. Soybeans, almost 2 weeks behind schedule. So again, farmers, there's no way you can get out into the fields. We got an inch of rain today. There's more coming in tonight. And then we have the winds, which could bring down some trees and tree limbs and even trigger power line outages in southwestern Minnesota. High wind warning in effect there. We are under a wind advisory. Things gradually improve tomorrow. By Wednesday, things simmer down. It's going to be nice this weekend, a shot at 60 on Saturday, and then a turn for the worse next week, unless you like snow. I don't think it'll be snow here in the metro. It's going to be close. I think it'll be rain 1 week out. And you still have stuff growing in your yard, right? You have not seen a frost where you are in St. Louis Park.
No, correct. We still have stuff growing.
Officially, the metro has not seen 32 degrees. I think that will finally happen Thursday or Friday morning of this week, 3 weeks later than average.
Interesting poll that the Star Tribune, and this is a Star Tribune poll, says that President Donald Trump trails several leading Democratic candidates as well as U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, at least in this state, right? They polled Minnesota registered voters between October 14th and October 16th. They asked questions about presidential matchups, and it's shocking. Joe Biden, Senator Warren, Amy Klobuchar would beat President Trump, and sometimes in double digits. I have to respectfully disagree. And this is based on zero knowledge whatsoever. It's completely anecdotal. Just people who call this radio station, things I hear around town. You know, they're saying Trump would lose. And I'm not just talking about Minnesota. I'm talking he might lose in Minnesota. But I'm talking about the rest of the country. Just the other week, last week, after his rally here, he had a rally in Texas. 20,000 people packed the arena, and there were 30,000 more outside that couldn't get in. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people who will 100% be voting on Election Day in 2020. So if he survives impeachment, my prediction is he wins again.
Well, again, we don't know what we don't know. I don't pretend to know. But I think there's still so much uncertainty over impeachment and even the state of the economy. People historically say one thing and do another. And at the end of the day, they vote their pocketbook. And if a majority of Americans can say, yeah, I'm better off now than I was 4 years ago under Obama, then I think, yeah, the president has a good shot at being reelected. But there's no way to predict this because we're still peeling this onion and we don't know what we don't know. We don't know what else is going to come out in terms of breaking news. You know, the president, 35-40% of the electorate. That's a solid base. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who can turn out the voters, right?
That's right.
Will the Democrats be able to turn out enough voters to make up for the president's very solid, very loyal base?
Fascinating poll by the Star Tribune. Again, it was just Minnesota voters. Remains to be seen. It's also 5:18. When we get back, Eric Nelson going to talk Vikes. Again, there's a big show with Joe Anderson and Jeff Diamond at B52 Burgers and Brews in Invergrove Heights. Special guest CJ Hamm. We'll break down a little bit of the game, get Eric's thoughts even for the next game after the break.
Paul and Jordana.
Paul and Jordana, Dave Josephson keeping an eye on Jordana, primarily.
Making sure.
Today, no different than any other weekday.
And go rogue.
And joining us, Mr. Vikings, Mr. NFL, Eric Nelson.
Hey, buddy.
Greetings.
Paul and Jordana, great to be on again. How are you?
We're great.
We're great. I mean, after yesterday, again, 3 weeks in a row, we're getting spoiled here.
Yeah, thorough and convincing yesterday. On the road, the Vikings get their first division win, and that's huge. So they were able to finally get in the win column there in the NFC North. And look, you have to start with Kirk Cousins. Once again, he is lighting it up. 4 touchdown passes, and he spread the wealth. His offensive line kept him clean. I mean, he was not sacked the entire game. And then the Vikings were able to run the ball as well. They gored Detroit on the ground with Dalvin Cook, who really, I think, has to be in the MVP conversation through 7 weeks of the NFL season. He's been just remarkable.
Tell me about this, Eric. I mean, what accounts for, and this is a theory, I realize that, but how did Kirk Cousins turn things around? I remember the woe is me, the end is near. I mean, 4 weeks ago, a lot of people were throwing up their hands. To his credit, I thought Cousins really owned it, and he said, look, that's on me. I have to improve. I have to get better. And he did, radically better, to the point where today I read a blurb. He became the first quarterback in NFL history to have at least 300 passing yards and a passer rating of 130 or higher in 3 consecutive games. What accounts for that turnaround?
Yeah, he's been on fire. And you know, the Vikings yesterday, Paul and Jordana, used a lot of what they call play action, where you will fake the handoff to Dalvin Cook or Alexander Mattison. And you have to respect the possibility of those guys running the ball because they're so good. And that'll freeze the linebackers or freeze the cornerbacks or safeties. And then Cousins pulls the ball out of their gut, and he surveys what's going on downfield, and he fires these darts to his receivers. I think what goes on in the NFL, and it's not just here in the Twin Cities, it's around the league. Everybody micromanages a quarterback on a weekly basis.
Right.
When the guy is good, they want to put him in the Hall of Fame. When he's bad, they want to, you know, send him out of town on a rail.
Right.
And that's what's happened with Cousins, and he's a lightning rod because of the contract, $84 million. But in his career, going back to Washington, he's always been able to put up good stats. The knock on him, and he's admitted this, has been he's been unable to come up with those clutch wins against high-caliber teams. But the last couple of weeks, I think he's answered some of those doubters by beating Philadelphia and then Detroit on the road yesterday. Never easy to win in Michigan against a division rival.
Yo, okay.
Eric, you said yesterday the running and the passing games were both working for the Vikings. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Well, you have to give the credit to the offensive line. And that's a unit that, you know, we've taken our shots at in the media, and the fans have been critical of the past couple of years. The Vikings retooled their O-line in the offseason. They drafted Garrett Bradbury, number one, at center out of North Carolina State. These guys have been very good at run blocking most of the year. Early in the season, their pass blocking, I thought, was weak. Cousins was getting sacked. The last few weeks, though, he hasn't been getting touched. They have been his, you know, his personal bodyguards. Hmm. And if a guy like Kirk Cousins has time, he does have a home run arm. He's going to make plays. And yesterday he went back home. He's from Michigan. But the throws that I'm impressed with Cousins, Paul and Jordana, is the touchdown to Adam Thielen. He rolls to his left, and that's a difficult throw if you're a right-hand quarterback. He's able to set up and throw this dime to Thielen, who makes a fabulous catch on the back end with a toe tap, you know, before he goes out of bounds. It's a touchdown. Unfortunately, Adam pulled a hammy, and we don't know if he's going to be ready for Thursday night's game against Washington. But to roll to your left as a right-hand quarterback and make that kind of a throw, that to me is impressive.
So, I mean, the force has to be with us. The odds have to be strongly in the Vikings' favor as they play that team that shall not be named formally, the team from Washington, which comes in here on Thursday. We've been calling Washington. Them. What are we calling them?
We're calling them Washington Foreskins.
I'm just going to call them Woeful Washington.
Woeful Washington.
I think it's going to catch on. I do. I think it's going to catch on. It's
well,
catchy.
It's worth a shot.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
right?
skins,
right.
But it's just, yeah, different. Okay.
Okay.
So, Eric, I mean, obviously, we have to be strong favorites on Thursday.
Yeah, I would think the Vikings will be favored, you know, between 15 and 17 points in Vegas. So everybody's going to, you know, think this one's going to be a rout. Washington yesterday in the rain at FedEx Field got shut out by San Francisco 9-0. Washington does not have much offense. They've just been struggling the last couple of years. Really, they were pretty good through the middle of last season, then Alex Smith got hurt. Since then, they've gone downhill. They do have Adrian Peterson, though, former Viking, and they also have Case Keenum on the roster,
right.
Another former Minnesota Viking. But this is a game the Vikings better win and should win. And then if they do win it, you're looking at a 6-2 record at the halfway point with a week and a half to get ready to go down to Kansas City and Arrowhead Stadium, which is one of the greatest NFL game day vibes you're going to find all across the league. And they don't know if they'll see Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs MVP quarterback, but they'll have plenty of time to get ready for that game. So if they beat Washington, the Vikings will look pretty good at the midway point of the season.
That's all you can hope for.
Eric Nelson, thank you so
thank
much,
you,
sir.
Eric.
Appreciate this color.
All right, great to be on. Have a good Monday night.
Thank you, sir.
When we get back, Mitt Romney has a fake Twitter account.
Mr. Delecto?
It's a lurker. He called it a lurker, which makes it even creepier. Like,
yeah.
It's almost creepy as the Joe Biden hair-smelling stuff. It's a lurker account.
It's Joe Biden hair smelling.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
you know, the
that's
smelling,
right.
the unwanted massages,
like
the hair
the
smelling.
Smell of hairspray in the morning.
The Mitt Romney lurker account. When we go way beyond the headlines. Oh no, it's not beyond the headlines. It's news nuggets. Sorry, getting my segments confused. That and much more next.
Paul and Jordana.
Paul and Jordana. What you got? What made you do a triple take today other than my inappropriate commentary?
You are inappropriate, and it's wrong. But Mitt Romney has possibly the best Twitter moniker I have, the best pseudo Twitter moniker I have ever found. He has told The Atlantic, in an interview with The Atlantic, admitted that he had a fake Twitter account to monitor political discourse and occasionally defend himself, by the way. So he didn't say what his moniker on Twitter was in the article. So reporters everywhere lost their minds and started going over Twitter with a fine-tooth comb. And somebody did find an account that followed all of Mitt Romney's kids on Twitter, one of the grandkids, I believe several of the past aides. And she said, I believe I have found out that he is Pierre Delecto. And somebody called Mitt Romney and said, are you Pierre Delecto? And he said, c'est moi.
C'est moi.
It's me en français.
It's me.
It's me in French. So yes, Pierre Delecto is Mitt Romney. He has a fake Twitter account where he monitors, defends himself, possibly attacks the president on Twitter. You know what? I think that's cool. I think it's good to be the regular guy and get in the muck with the rest of us regular folks and find out the mire that Twitter really is. But I like that. You know, Mitt Romney, super rich guy, kind of got down to the level of regular old Twitter follower and saw what it was like down here for the rest of us.
Should we all have phantom
accounts?
Twitter accounts?
Your kids
social
have
media
one,
accounts?
I can guarantee that. Well, maybe not your kids because they're grown, but folks out there, if you have a teenager or a tweener, they have what's called a Finsta. It's a fake Insta because the kids aren't on Twitter and they're certainly not on Facebook. They're all on Insta.
All on Insta.
So if your kid has an Insta and you think you're following and you Finsta. See pictures of them, that's great because they are posting on that to keep you happy, but then they have the super secret side Insta. The Finsta, the fake Insta, also possibly a spam account, spam Insta account. So just a little heads up. So now you know, when you find it out, you won't be so surprised.
My oldest son, who works for Salesforce now in Seattle, posts sporadically because he's scared to death that something he says is going to be used against him. Mm-hmm. And my youngest in the Navy, Brett, can't post. No social media. Yeah. Nothing. Zip.
Sure.
Which is probably... I know it's 2019,
boring.
But still.
God, use your voice. Social media is part of our ethos now. Get out there. Do your thing.
Yeah, but there's too much.
Fun to get knocked down a little bit. Fun when Twitter has your back. You know, start living. Get in the mix. Get in the mix. You got to get in the mix. You don't want it to all pass you by.
It's a nonstop food fight.
Well, then you get out of the fight. Then you get back in.
All right.
Part of life. All right. What caught your eye, sir?
Well... couple of things here. New York Times had a story. The forecast calls for more hobbies. Research, and I think all of us know this in our bones, that hobbies are good for you.
Sure.
And they were able to go back and quantify scientifically how good hobbies are. What?
Yoga. And if I didn't do yoga this morning, somebody would have died. At some point, I would have murdered somebody today. I've been just really frustrated with things like technology and bureaucracy and things like that. So if I didn't do yoga today before work, there probably would have been a murder on my hands. So I feel better now.
But that's the main
Yoga's
hobby.
My thing. Yoga's my thing, yeah.
Well, it served you well.
Mm-hmm, I need it.
I mean, for me, it's travel and I think DJ, too. Wouldn't you say travel is your number one hobby, Dave?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt, for sure.
Yeah. And people say, how can that be a hobby? But it is.
It is. Hobbies cost money.
You set aside the time and the money, and you have a goal, and you achieve that goal, and you move on to another goal.
But I got home last night. I made a list of the 5 trips I have coming up that I got to start planning.
Well,
I can't go. I
can't
go a day
with. Tell us what they are.
Hawaii is coming up. That's a fun.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll give you the rest of the list later.
That's because he just got back from Utah, and he's already mourning that trip. So.
That's right.
So here's the deal. If you have hobbies, people with consistent hobbies, better physical health for some reason, lower body mass index, smaller waists, lower blood pressure, lower stress hormones, they get better sleep. Pittsburgh study showed people who spend more time on hobbies actually get better sleep. Mm-hmm. Lower stress, they're happier. People who participate often in enjoyable activities had greater life satisfaction, more friends, and improved work performance. It actually shows up in your job.
For sure.
Creative problem solving increases if you have a consistent, steady, favorite hobby. And having a hobby gave workers a chance to recover from the demands of their jobs, increase their sense of control, and in many cases, challenge them to learn new skills transferable to their work.
You know what a hobby is? A hobby takes you away from your everyday. And I'm not sure who said this quote. I have to go back and find who said it. But someone once said, a problem cannot be solved on the same level of consciousness in which it was created.
Huh.
Okay, I'm going to say it again.
That's pretty deep.
A problem cannot be solved on the same level of consciousness in which it was created. I believe it was Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth. Read that book. So when I heard him say it, I stopped on my walk around the block. I was listening to a podcast. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, what is that about? And that's what hobbies do. They change your level of consciousness. For me, yoga, it's like meditation. But if somebody is traveling, you're in nature, you are not thinking about your everyday. Even if it's knitting, you're focused on the knitting or woodworking, especially when you work with your hands. It completely changes your level of consciousness. That allows your brain to free up to solve that problem that it's been going on the hamster wheel at work. Mm-hmm. You know, allows the solution to come in. I firmly believe that we need things like that, and your study proves it, to change our consciousness and give us enough, or give us, give our brains a little break from that.
Absolutely. And taking up on your quote, Albert Einstein said, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them.
It's the same thing.
Same flavor.
Problem cannot be solved on the same level of consciousness in which it was created.
I learned something.
There you go. Isn't that a good one?
That is a good
one. I use that one all the time.
Yeah.
And I got a bunch more. I love quotes. I got a bunch more.
You should have a quote a day.
You know, I think we should. Yeah. We'll get all hippy dippy here. I used to do that on my night show. I would do like a yoga quote at night. Maybe we'll bring that back.
I think it can help people.
We'll bring that back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about menopause.
Oh. Yeah. I have no opinion.
The show was going well.
Wow.
But let's talk about menopause because get this. A British broadcaster has a new menopause policy that will help free up a taboo subject. All right? It's a problem. When women go through menopause, their bodies change. You know, it's really quite physical. Anyone who's seen a woman going through a hot flash knows it is very physical. And now a British broadcasting company is prioritizing women's health. They're rolling out a raft of measures, and specifically one about menopause. It's offering its female employees flexible working arrangements, tailored workspaces, and even paid leave if they experience menopause symptoms. You know, we're talking about increased anxiety, hot flashes, depression, mood and memory problems, brain fog. That happens when women go through menopause. And it doesn't mean we should just toss women aside and say, you're not good at your job anymore. What it means is we should work with them because they will come back stronger and have learned something once they get through it. So, you know, menopause is just a natural part of aging. It's a drop in production of estrogen between 45 and 55 years old. But it's fascinating because this is the first time I've ever heard of someone getting leave for something like menopause.
Wow.
Good.
Right.
You go, UK.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you didn't have to talk about menopause. You just had to listen.
I just listened adoringly, yes.
You just had to pause.
Yeah, I had to pause. Menopause or man on pause?
You pause.
Man
you
on go. Pause. All right. I'm going to squeeze this in here. Did you ever get woken up by one of those noisy leaf blowers? You know, the gas-powered.
Sure.
I mean, they can
really. They're loud. Sure.
Some of them are as loud as 112 decibels, which is louder than a plane taking off, a freight train, a live rock concert. And, of course, you know, experts are saying that noise pollution is a problem. They're also dirty. An inexpensive two-stroke leaf blower emits more pollutants than a 6,200-pound pickup truck. In 1 hour, a leaf blower can put out the same amount of crap as a Toyota Camry driven from New York to Iowa. And here's the deal. From Long Island to Palm Springs, Santa Barbara, more towns are placing restrictions on these gas-powered leaf blowers. And, you have to do something with the leaves. A lot of people rake them. Many people like to have those leaf blowers. We have an electric steel leaf blower, and it lasts about 45 minutes, and it gets the job done, makes very little noise. And so there are other solutions out there. Don't have to mix the oil and the gas.
Yeah, I have a battery operated. And by the way, we had this discussion. It's my favorite. It's not an appliance. What is it called? A lawn?
Well, it's a tool.
Yeah. It's my favorite tool, I guess.
Do you plug it in
tool.
Or is it battery operated?
The battery gets charged and then I use it in the leaf blower. It is my favorite power tool to use. I love the leaf blower. It's very satisfying to see the yard get cleared or the path get cleared or the trampoline get cleared of all those leaves.
You can use the same batteries in the weed whackers and also, I mean, I'm pretty high on the whole electric thing.
Me too. Very
so. All right. It's time for Wixen. It's now 5:46 Wixen Jewelers time. Shop the Twin Cities best selection of fine Swiss watches at Wixen Jewelers Watch Fair coming up this Friday and Saturday only.
Paul and Jordana.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.